So I'm all about building your energy and vitality. Because, of course, if you think about the analogy of your vitality being your engine and your energy being the fuel that your engine runs on, then if we are increasing our energy and our vitality, you've got more oomph to get stuff done in the day, get to the gym, exercise, and make everything happen anyway. So what tends to happen with most people is they concentrate on the output, which is the exercise, doing these HIIT sessions and CrossFit and all those things, when they haven't actually aligned certain things they have in their lifestyle to start off with. Anyway, so welcome to episode 6, I think, of the Alive and Thrive show, formerly known as Feeling Amazing. I just had one of those moments where I was like, I just changed my mind to what I wanted to call this. And, you know, typical to me, things evolve and grow, and that's what's happened. So, as I said, welcome to the Alive and Thrive show. Now, of course, I started this by explaining that it's really important to build your energy and your vitality, because that is the driving force behind everything you do. And it's all very well just, as I said, doing these exercises, these workouts, these programs and all the rest of it, and outputting lots of energy, being really productive at work, coming home, not being able to switch off, not really getting a good night's sleep. What tends to happen is weeks and months, maybe even years go by where you're, sorry to use this expression, I can't stand it, burning the candle at both ends. You gradually start to eke away or deteriorate your vitality, and before long you turn around and you're overweight, you're depressed, and you've just got no oomph anymore. Now, the whole reason why I recorded this show today, or what got me to think about this, is like mental energy, how the stories we tell ourselves, the way that we process things during our day, can use up a lot of energy. I've recently really got into a show on Netflix called Suits. I'm pretty late to these parties sometimes, but I got into that show, and one of my favourite characters is called Lewis. And he's a, you know, great character. He's got loads of different sides to him. He's funny. He's got lots of complexity going on, and you never quite know which way he's going to go. But he has this thing that he does, which is he jumps to conclusions. And then the conclusions that he jumps to get him all worked up, stressed out, and then that causes all sorts of problems for him. Now, I've experienced that myself, and I've seen that in others. And whether it's, you know, something you do or something someone around you does, it's really frustrating, because you can see someone get taken away, taken hostage by their thoughts or their stories that aren't actually proved, or they haven't, you know, spent the time to communicate their needs and what they're struggling with. And that then can take all of us, literally as a hostage, off on some journey, creating all sorts of stresses and burning up lots of energy for us. And before long, we turn around and, whether it be 5 minutes, an hour, a few days, or even years, we've gone off jumping to conclusions and burning up lots of our vital energy. So this is a massive passion for me, because I see the overlap. And the overlap is, you know, social media pumps out lots of stories. People are constantly posting up things, boasting or showing how great they're doing, when behind the scenes there's other things going on for them. So for us, or maybe it's just me, who knows, or the one other person that's listening to this, social media is showing us something that we then can also get carried away with, jumping to conclusions about what those stories are about. We then start to use those stories to fuel what we think is going on around us, when really all we're seeing is the result of an algorithm feeding us more of what we looked at in the past. So you could relate to that as like a thinking process. If you practice jumping to conclusions and taking yourself on some adventurous story in your head, which is neither proven or even real, then you're just eking into your time and your energy, and you're doing yourself an injustice. So, as I said, I try to keep this to 3 to 5 minutes if I can. Some thoughts from me. Have a great day and speak to you soon.